That lively music signifies that Chef John Ash is in the house.
I'm here.
It's the KSRO Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Have you already begun your Thanksgiving preparations?
Yeah, I have, actually. You know, I'm lucky because I'm not cooking the whole thing. I'm sharing that task with my daughter, Emily, and various family members.
Well, we're going to devote a lively portion of the hour to Thanksgiving preparations. We have some wonderful guests both on the phone and in the studio with us this morning. Last Wednesday, in your ongoing series for the Press Democrat, your article was Recipes from Another Time That Are Worth Making Again. And what prompted you to write this piece last Wednesday?
I was this time of year, I was feeling a little nostalgic and all of that stuff. And also, you and I have talked about it. There are these great old dishes that have kind of, if not disappeared, you read the culinary magazines and all that stuff, and it's always some hotshot combination of, weird stuff. And it's like, well, there's some standards there that deserve reattention.
And one of those was cioppino, and we will have crab someday. Maybe not local until mid-December, but it looks like maybe some Washington crab and northern might be coming in.
It's going to come down. I was talking to Santa Rosa Seafood about that, and they're going to bring some in, but they said the problem is it's going to be expensive, like $13 a pound or something like that.
Unless you're really wedded to having it for Thanksgiving, you may want to wait a bit. But you have a wonderful article about cioppino, which kind of started in San Francisco, didn't it?
It did. It was a classic, or it still is a classic San Francisco dish. And there's some interesting lore about it that, like, where does the word cioppino come from? And one of them that I especially liked, I don't know whether it's true, was that all the fishermen at the end of the day, they were told to chip in, chip something into the pot, whatever fish or shellfish that they had. And that was the origin of cioppino.
Another San Francisco treat, which is in your article, is the Joe's Special. And who of us have not had a Joe's Special?
Yeah, but it's kind of forgotten. I think it originated with the restaurant Original Joe's in San Francisco, and then went to a whole chain of Joe's restaurants, most of which have disappeared now. But it's so delicious.
These are American classics.
Ground beef, spinach, and eggs. How much better can it be?
You also include a grandma classic.
Yeah.
Corn and bacon chowder. Your grandma made this.
Yeah, she did.
Boy, that's adventurous. I had not discovered that until years
really?
Ago.
Really? No. Oh, yeah.
Corn and bacon chowder. Yeah. Oyster po' boys. There's another American cuisine standard that you include. And turkey tetrazzini.
I know. We've talked about that before, but it was named after the famous opera singer Luisa Tetrazzini, who was very plump. And her great quote, I think the thing that people remember her for was, she said, I cannot diet, or I must eat, otherwise my face will sag.
It's a delicious dish.
Yeah, it is. And it's great leftover. So that's a great turkey leftover item. A
couple years ago, and actually last year too, we had the lovely Katie Hilario on the show. Katie has been baking and selling Thanksgiving pumpkin pie since she's been 12 years old. She's a local Rincon Valley gal and is continuing this on Thanksgiving, even though she's gone to Sac State, even though she's now 20 years old. We got in touch with her again, and she said, today is the deadline to order one of my pumpkin pies. They're $15 a pie, and all the proceeds go to the Redwood Empire Food Bank. She's done this now, I think it's 8 or 9 years. She's done 1,432 pies, raised $25,246 so far. And even though she's a full-time college student, she comes back to Santa Rosa and bakes all these pies with some helpers. And here's how it works. You buy a pie for your Thanksgiving dinner. All the profits go right to the food bank. You buy a pie, and she'll deliver it to a first responder who's been helping the community during the recent fires. All the profits go to the food bank. You can make a donation directly to the food bank by giving her a check payable to REFB and deliver it with their project proceeds. And there's a couple ways to order the pie. Today's the day. Mm-hmm. You can just make a donation if you don't want a pie. Pies for Poverty, it's all one word, at outlook.com. Pies for Poverty at Outlook.com. You have to order it by today, and then pick up is November 27th. Mm. So help Katie Hilario continue her good work. And we'll find out how many pies she sold in a couple of weeks. She always contacts us. Yeah. So that's one thing you got to know. Now, if you're wondering about where the smoke is coming from this morning,
it's
a good smoke.
Oh.
It's good smoke. And I wanted to assuage people's fears because there's the big turkey smoke out today that's happening at the fairgrounds from 10 to 2. They're smoking 200 turkeys.
Whoa.
The Redwood Gospel Mission to give away, along with Big Jim's Barbecue, Charlie's Barbecue, Guy Fieri's part of it, Keith's Barbecue Beast, Kin Smoke, Mendocino Barbecue Catering, and Sweet Tea's Restaurant have all gotten together to smoke 200 turkeys, which you're going to distribute to several thousand people this week.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
so you
great.
Can, if you're driving down 12, you know, like the wild animals, you're alert. You're antenna. Oh, no, I smell smoke. This is the good kind of smoke. Yeah. It's the great Thanksgiving turkey smoke today from 10 to 2 at the Epicenter parking lot, which is, this is over on Coffee Lane. It's not at the fairgrounds. Pardon me. Mm-hmm. This is on Coffee Lane of where they're doing the smoking. And then they're going to be distributing the Great Thanksgiving Banquet on Wednesday, November 27th at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. So that's the deal. And if you want to register for that, you're a person in need, you need to go to the Redwood Gospel Mission, the thrift store. Mm-hmm. That's at 1821 Piner Road, and sign up to get a Thanksgiving banquet, which includes these wonderful smoked turkeys.
Oh,
isn't that cool?
Yeah, very cool.
And you're doing a class coming up, an event on December 5th down at Homeward Bound in Novato.
Yes, I've done that for several years. And Homeward Bound, for those who aren't familiar with it, is really a great organization that helps the homeless. And one of the things they do is, among the many things they do, in addition to providing housing for all kinds of people, is they have kind of a culinary academy there where they teach people the skills of the culinary world so they can go get a job, which is great.
It's a wonderful meal: hummus and seasonal pickles with artisan bread, crab and cauliflower chowder with bacon and wild mushrooms, red wine braised, short ribs with soft polenta, crispy kale, apple olive oil cake with lemon custard sauce, glass of sparkling goes with each ticket, and it sells out every single time you do one of these classes. So go to the website, just look for Homeward Bound. You can Google it.
Yeah.
You can go right to the Fresh Start Chefs events and sign up. Homeward Bound. And that's the way to sign up for John's class.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Daniel Gritzer is a real culinary star. He's a marvelous guy. We've had him on the show a couple times over the years. He's culinary director for Serious Eats, which I think we both agree is one of the best online sources for real scientific-based cooking anywhere on the web. And Daniel joins us now for a couple ideas on how to make our Thanksgiving less stressful. Hi, Daniel, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, Steve and John. How you guys doing?
Good.
We're doing great. Long time no talk. You have done a series of terrific articles about de-stressing our Thanksgiving. So can we talk about a few of your recent articles?
Absolutely. And thank you for that nice introduction also.
and when Daniel's not cooking and writing, I understand that you're also a devotee of an Afro-Brazilian martial arts. So you don't want to mess with this guy in the kitchen.
I'm sitting outside my class right now in a car. As soon as we finish, I'm going to go in and train.
Oh, wow.
Look out. And also, you can go to his website, Cooking with Gritzer, G-R-I-T-Z-E-R. So should we start with turkey, basically, and talk about the brine? And also, why would we add baking powder to our brine?
Which is, I don't know whether it's such a new idea, but it was a new idea for me. So tell us about that.
Yeah, the baking powder is an interesting trick. I actually don't know off the top of my head the origins of it, but baking powder is an alkaline ingredient. You know, it's meaning its pH is on the basic side. So you get certain benefits sometimes when you use it in interesting ways, sometimes unexpected ways in the kitchen. Baking powder can enhance browning. If you think of something like a pretzel, like a dark pretzel. The reason the pretzel is dark is because before it's baked, it's dipped in an alkaline bath. So this is sort of the first thing. So if you can get some baking powder on your turkey skin, it browns more quickly and more deeply. And the baking powder, and I actually don't know the mechanism for this, it increases sort of crispiness at the same time. The key, obviously, is to not put too much baking powder on your bird, because it does have, it can add a kind of bitter, almost soapy flavor if you tip the scales. So what we do, we have the ratios on the site. Off the top of my head, I'm not sure I want to it up.
That's okay. We can go to the site and get the ratios.
Yeah. So, but what we do is we mix a very small amount of baking powder into a much larger amount of salt.
Okay. And that's dry brining.
Completely. And so then what we do is we sprinkle that all over the bird, and because the baking powder is distributed, the small amount, evenly throughout the salt, you get very even but minimal coverage. Okay. I would not try to sprinkle baking powder directly onto the bird, because you're likely to get it in kind of clumps and spots. It's going to be bad. And then, what we encourage, if you have the time to do it, is what we call a dry brine. We generally don't recommend wet brining. Lots of testing has led us to conclude that a wet brine just leads to a kind of watery, less flavorful bird with less crispy brown skin. It doesn't really get you anywhere good, but the dry brine does. And it's, all you're really doing is you're pre-salting and letting the bird sit for at least a day. It can be more than that, a couple days, 3 days, in the refrigerator, uncovered, up on a wire rack, like a wire rack set in a rimmed baking sheet, so you have air circulation all around, and you just let it hang out in there, and the salt is going to penetrate into the bird. It's going to help for moisture retention and juiciness, and it gives it a chance for the skin to dry out. And really, with browning and crispy skin and all that stuff, moisture, water specifically, is your enemy, because before any real browning can happen, the water has to cook off. So the more wet the food is, the more time it takes for it to steam off before that browning and crisping happens. So by getting a jump start on this sort of dehydration of the skin when it goes in the oven, you start getting that browning and crisping a lot faster.
So can you, often you'll see in brine recipes the addition of some sugar and sometimes other things like herbs and citrus zest and all this stuff. You could add that to that dry brine also. Is that correct?
I suppose you could try to do like almost like a rub or that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. So instead of putting flavors into the wet brine, you can definitely do a rub. I suppose you could do the rub in advance. You could also do the dry brine step in advance and then apply the rub before cooking. You'd probably want to it's a little bit of, it depends on what you're doing exactly, because you want to make sure with, say, herbs, you don't want them to scorch on the skin during the sort of lengthy roasting time of the turkey. So it would depend what you're doing, but yes, you can definitely apply rubs and herbs and those kinds of treatments to the turkey. Exactly how it would be on a case-by-case basis.
We want to move on from turkey and cover both gravy and mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. And mashed potatoes are really troublesome with trying to get it on the table and make sure it's hot. What are tips, what do restaurant chefs do to crank out all these mashed potatoes?
Yeah, so I mean, restaurants are an interesting thing, because they have to figure out how to get food to the diners quickly, but also have things done in advance, but also not compromise quality. Blah 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 blah. So when I worked in restaurants, one of the things that we used to do is we would cook the potatoes, right? Like peel the potatoes, dice the potatoes, boil the potatoes in salty water. Mash the potatoes. We would mash them with the butter so that the butter was fully incorporated during the mashing step. And then we would do this before service. And then we would let the potatoes kind of just hang out. We would press plastic wrap directly against the surface so that the skin didn't form. And as orders came in, we would heat cream in a saucepan or some kind of pan and put a scoop of the potatoes in once the cream was boiling. And then very gently, because you don't want to mix the potatoes because that's when they become gluey, fold that boiling cream into the potatoes. And so in one shot, you reheat your potatoes and you kind of revive them and you finish them with the cream. And then you have this beautiful, mashed potato puree that's ready to serve. So that's one trick for getting ahead with the mashed potatoes. But there's several. You can do a mashed potato casserole, and I have a recipe where I found that if I pre-made the mashed potatoes and mixed them with sour cream and cream cheese, those ingredients sort of acted as almost like moisture locks, so that you could make this casserole, you know, a few days in advance, refrigerate it, and finish it in the oven when the time came, and, you know, maybe put a nice topping on it, crispy breadcrumbs or something like that, and it tastes great. Like, it doesn't taste like you're eating old mashed potatoes. Mm.
And one final tip, how do we keep our gravy ready to serve and hot?
Yes, so I think probably everyone who's listening who's had to cook a Thanksgiving dinner before knows one of the hardest things is just juggling, like, the logistics of the meal, because there's so many pots and pans and dishes, and how do you get everything hot and ready and keep it warm and have it on the table at the same time? And so, and, you know, stovetops at home, most of us have four burners, maybe five. Maybe if you're really lucky, you have more, but that's standard. So that's precious real estate. And if we can get, you know, say, a saucepan holding our gravy off the stovetop, it frees up that burner for something else. So tricks for keeping gravy warm once you've made your gravy. Well, one is to put it in something like a thermos, like a vacuum insulated vessel. Those can hold liquids hot for, like, you know, 4 or 5 hours. So if you get your gravy done, it's nice and hot, it goes straight into the thermos, and you seal it, and it's a good, you know, you have a good thermos. Obviously, thermos is the brand name, whatever the brand actually is. You can just hold it like that. When it's ready, it can go into your gravy boat, or if you, you know, if you're being casual, you could dispense it right from the carafe of the thermos, I guess. Other things to do is, you know, I was trying to think how to, a lot of times in restaurants, what you'll do is you'll create some kind of a hot water bath to keep sauces at a serving temperature, but off the stovetop. And so one thing you can do if you own a slow cooker or a multi-cooker, like an Instant Pot that has a slow cooker setting, is you can fill those with water. And, it, you know, on the slow cooker setting, it'll heat that water up, but it won't be boiling, right? It's sort of a sub-simmer temperature. And then you can submerge, you know, a metal container or a pot even, or if you have a mason jar with a gasket that you seal, you can put the gravy in that. Mm. And you just put that in your hot water bath, and that can hold it as long as you need. The only things to worry about would be a skin forming on the surface of the gravy. Plastic wrap pressed directly against the surface prevents that. If you don't like the idea of plastic, you could do, like, the wrapper off a stick of butter can work. Butter, the side that touches the butter face down. And the other thing is, obviously, when you put one vessel inside a container of water, that vessel is going to displace the water. So just make sure, if it's a saucepan or something like that holding your gravy, that the hot water bath doesn't overflow into it and ruin your pot of nice gravy.
I wish we had hours to spend with you. In the remaining minute or so, what are you serving on your Thanksgiving? Do you have any family favorites that always appear on the Gritzer table? And what are you working on?
You know, it's funny, for the past several years, my wife's family's hosted Thanksgiving, so I've been off the hook largely. I will sometimes make, like, a nice pate or something for the, you know, snacks portion of the day before we actually have the meal. But I'm partial to, you know, Thanksgiving rolls around once a year, and I'm very happy to have kind of the traditional stuff. It's, you know, I know, like, a lot of publications want to kind of reinvent Thanksgiving every year and put an interesting twist on it, and I think that's great. But it's been a year since the last Thanksgiving. I'm very happy to have a beautifully roasted turkey, a delicious stuffing. I mean, I love a stuffing with oysters in it. That's a great thing to do that has a deep, deep history and tradition. Cranberry sauce, a well-made gravy. I'm happy.
Yeah.
No big surprises.
And what can we look forward to you writing in the next few months?
Oh, boy. I have some, you know, already looking ahead to the holidays. I actually just, it's not a new recipe, it's on the site already, but I just did a video for how to make duck a l'orange, which I think is a great, if you're doing a Christmas dinner, it's a really beautiful option for a Christmas dinner, and I think it's a really fun recipe to make, because you can learn a lot about sauce making with that one recipe, sort of classic French sauce making. Mm-hmm. I've got a recipe for red wine braised short ribs. that I spent quite a bit of time tinkering with because I really had an image in my mind of how I wanted them to be, and it took me a while to get there, but I did. So off the top of my head, those are some things coming up. I think I need to think about some vegetables. That's a lot of meat.
Okay. On that, we'll let you go. Daniel Gritzer, Culinary Director for Serious Eats. Check it out and check out your work. Thanks for joining us from New York this
morning.
Thank
you so much again.
And have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Let's talk again soon.
You too.
Thanks, Daniel.
Bye.
Daniel Gritzer from Serious Eats. We'll take a break and we'll come back and we're going to showcase beautiful Sonoma County food from the Sonoma County Farm Trail. Chef John Ash and Steve Garner live this morning in the KSRO kitchen.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Hi, I'm Carol. As owner of the Gift Horse Home Store, I've assembled an amazing collection of holiday items to create a unique and wonderful season of home decor.
Hi, I'm Carlene. We have some wonderful holiday gift ideas for you. Lodge, a great selection for that special person in your life. Tramontina, offering the best stock pots and roasting pans for your Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners. Mention this ad and receive 10% off. Le Creuset, which would make a great gift for anyone, has a house special on the Zen tea kettles. Regularly $80, now $59.99.
The Gift Horse also carries beautiful tabletop, bed, and table linens. If your home is missing that certain something, come to the Gift Horse and you just might find that perfect home accent.
From our door to your door.
We're next to Garaday's Hardware in Hillsburg.
The Gift Horse Home Store.
The Gift Horse Home Store.
Home decor and more.
Open every day 9 to 6. Hi, I'm Carol. As owner of the Gift Horse Home Store, I've assembled an amazing collection of holiday items to create a unique and wonderful season of home decor.
Hi, I'm Carlene. We have some wonderful holiday gift ideas for you. Lodge, a great selection for that special person in your life. Tramontina, offering the best stock pots and roasting pans for your Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners. Mention this ad and receive 10% off. Le Creuset, which would make a great gift for anyone, has a house special on the Zen tea kettles. Regularly $80, now $59.99.
The Gift Horse also carries beautiful tabletop, bed, and table linens. If your home is missing that certain something, come to the Gift Horse and you just might find that perfect home accent.
From our door to your door.
We're next to Garaday's Hardware in Hillsburg.
The Gift Horse Home Store.
The Gift Horse Home Store.
Home decor and more.
Open every day 9 to 6.
Sonoma County, it's Harvest Fair time, and the winners are here.
And where can you go to get all of this year's great winning wines?
The Bottle Barn.
The Bottle Barn is where wine country buys wine.
You'll find more Sonoma County wines at the Bottle Barn than anywhere in the universe.
Wines, wines, and more wines. Sonoma, Napa, Europe, Australia, South America. Bottle Barn has got them all.
And of course, all at crazy low prices.
Bottle Barn is a locally owned independent wine, beer, and spirits mecca.
Unbeatable prices, unbeatable selection, and amazing service.
The medal winners are here and on sale. Best of Class St. Francis Chardonnay, $9.99. Red Sweepstakes winner Jay Vineyards Russian River Pinot Noir, just $29.99 at the Bottle Barn.
Harvest time or the upcoming holidays, send something special to your friends and family out of the area.
We ship wines almost anywhere.
So gear up and get ready.
Harvest Fair winners are in at
the Bottle Barn.
The Bottle Barn is not your candy-ass corner store. It's where wine country buys wine. 3331 Industrial Drive in Northwest Santa Rosa.
It's paradise.
Paradise Pet Resorts welcomes your furry family members to go to paradise for the holidays. No guilt about leaving them behind with all-day supervised pup play and webcam so you can check on them from anywhere. Nobody loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resort. Give them a call now to book for Thanksgiving or Christmas. Online at ParadisePetResorts.com.
It's paradise.
Dell's biggest Black Friday ever starts now. Save up to 50% on Windows 10 laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors before Windows 7 support ends January 14th, 2020. Save on servers and a huge selection of electronics with low monthly payments, plus get free shipping. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/SB Black Friday.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
We are honoring Sonoma County Farm Trails for the next 30 minutes with Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner, in the KSRO kitchen. Hope you continue to listen, because one of you is going to win this incredible box of beautifully grown and produced Sonoma County Farm products. Ellen Cavallo's with us. She's a co-owner of Tilted Shed Cider Works with her husband, Scott, but she's representing Sonoma County Farm Trails. It's all about Farm Trails. Mm-hmm. And Tiffany, you're with Farm Trails also. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Farm Trails has been around since, what, the early 1970s?
1973.
Along with the Gramercy Apple Fair.
That's right, yeah.
So this is very exciting what you have brought us. And the event that you're doing, which kicked off here in November through 1st of January. What's that about?
It's called Holidays Along the Farm Trails, and this is our month and a half long event to get everyone to see that Sonoma County has everything you need for holiday entertaining, for gift giving, and for your meals. And so what we've done is we've taken our membership, we've invited them to participate in all of this. We have a lot of farmers, ranchers, purveyors, producers, and we can make the ultimate Sonoma County holiday meal. We have it right here on this table.
It's pretty remarkable. Yeah. Just a small sampling of what you brought in. How many members are there in the Farm Trails?
There are about 200 members and partner members, and they span everywhere from very small mom and pops on the Sonoma coast, cheesemakers, you know, ranchers, farmers, as well as winemakers, cider makers, breweries, spirits. I mean, we really run the gamut of everything you could possibly need. You don't need to leave Sonoma County.
So, and you can visit many of these places.
Absolutely,
is that true?
Right.
And how do you find out about that?
So right now you can go onto our website, which is farmtrails.org, and you can register for Holidays Along the Farm Trails. It's a little button right at the top. Real quick, registration, it's free. And then what it's going to do is then give you a link to everywhere you can visit this holiday season to find everything you need for Sonoma County style holidays.
Well, this is beautiful, because how many of us have out of towners and we're going, okay, what do we do with them this time? Yeah. We've taken them here and here. Wait a second, I can go to Sonoma County Farm Trails.
That's
and
right.
I can have a whole day or two of touring and tasting.
You could have a month and a half of it. We have special open houses, special sales, special events, Santa visits, and then of course, right, what we have here is just a bounty of Sonoma County. A huge amount of foods that are made here in Sonoma County, grown here in Sonoma County, and they can add so much graciousness and delight to your holiday table.
You know, part of that also, I think for those of us who've lived in Sonoma County for a long time, it's like, I haven't been to many of these places,
right?
So get out there. And
get out there. Yeah. I could tell you a little bit where you can go. I have the spread right here.
I have my magazine.
And there's the map and guide, and you can search online on our farmtrails.org as well as our map and guide. But for the Holidays Along the Farm Trails, we do have a special event where we have the special listing. So there's a calendar for special events. There's a directory. You know, where can you find gift or wreaths or those sorts of things? And today what we have are all these wonderful things you could put on your table for your holiday gatherings, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah.
Should we start with a beverage?
Christmas. We should. Well, let's warm up. It's almost noon. So what I have today, I have several beverages. I have, for those who are not imbibing alcohol, we have this delicious North Coast Organic Apple Cider made from local organic apples. So that's non-alcoholic. We have Ethic Cider here, which is based in Petaluma.
And let's try some of that.
Let's try it. So this is their apple, raspberry, and blackberry. Hold on. Listen.
Nice.
There. We love that sound, right?
So this is a hard cider or not a hard cider?
It is. I don't call it hard.
No, well,
it's fermented, but it is a hard cider. It's alcohol. It's about 7.5%, and it's called Scarlet. And it's their special seasonal release.
It's a beautiful color.
It is.
That's going to brighten your
And actually, we had the guys from Ethic Cider on at the Gravesine Apple Fair a couple of years ago when we broadcast the show, and they're doing wonderful things. And they're relatively new, as almost everybody is in the cider world here in Sonoma County, except for you. You've been around for 10 years.
I'm a curmudgeon now. It's true. But yeah, Ethics have been a little bit newer to the scene, but they're making incredible products that I think will go really well on your holiday table.
So one of the issues is, and it comes up all the time, is what do I serve at Thanksgiving? Because if you think of the classic traditional Thanksgiving meal, there are savory things, there are sweet things, there are salty things, and so you have to try to find something to kind of go with all of them.
I think this is a really nice option. It's almost like a sparkling rosé, which goes with a lot of things, but I think the bubbles kind of help cut through some of the fatty foods, like the gravies and that kind of stuff, and it also enhances some of the meats that are the turkey and that sort of thing.
So you think with, so we have a Bud's custom meat smoked lemon, garlic, rosemary brined turkey here.
Beautiful.
And so that might go really well with it. Or maybe some of the Valley Forge cheeses. We have their Gorgonzola and their Estero Gold.
I think John should try that.
I think so. Yeah, you guys are the pros. I am really good at drinking alcohol, guys. That's really my forte.
We'll turn your mic off in a few minutes.
Okay. I'm restraining myself.
So this is beautiful. And instead of just a regular old sparkler, why not try this to greet your guests?
Well, and partly because it's also lower in alcohol, which is not that you have to avoid alcohol, but
it helps get along with the relatives a little better.
I don't know. I'm thinking some of that Preston. You know, this was not high ABV, but they have some really lovely wines here. We have their El Preston Red and their Madame Preston White. And I think that these are really sort of lower ABV too, but also just really conducive to a delicious meal. And then something else that you don't often think about it, right? So cider, of course, I always drink cider. A lot of people drink wine, which is fantastic, but we also have beer. So this is an amazing
place
for beer.
What did you bring?
I brought Woodford Brewing. They're in the Barlow in Sebastopol. And this is their New Ridge Lager. It's an unfiltered lager beer. And you know, they're really an artisan terroir. There's terroir in beer, and they're really terroir driven. So this is a really lovely beverage to have
So I didn't know that they were doing it in cans.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so this is great, and this is also, you know, going to be a little bit lower ABV, only 4.8%.
Yeah.
So you could have a nice balance, and then you can also, you know, stay a little bit hydrated with the North Coast.
So you've got apple juice, you've got lovely cider, and a sparkling cider, and you have wines from Preston,
right.
And you also have wood for beer.
Yeah.
So there's covered all your beverage needs.
Your beverage groups.
So tell us about this beautiful display. Hopefully, it's more than a display. It's for noshing.
Tiffany and I are already snacking on it. So, so this is very exciting. You know, it has been a real rough time for our Sonoma County farmers and producers this past month, and it's always tough being an ag producer. It's never easy, but it's been a little bit harder. And so I just really want to encourage people to support our farmers, support our producers, our purveyors. I mean, the graciousness and the tenaciousness with which they've approached everything that's thrown at them, and they keep giving us beauty to share, I think is amazing. So what we have today here is the Bud's Custom Meats. They're in Pengrove, family run since 1975. I go in there, and I used to be a vegetarian, but if you walk into, I mean, this was many years ago, but if you walk in the Butts, you're not going to be a vegetarian anymore, because the breadth and the diversity of their incredible meat selection is wonderful. And I love the smoked turkey that's here. We also have Valley Ford, so they're out in Valley Ford. And, you know, they've been around since 2008. Award-winning Italian-style farm-side cheeses. We have the Estero Gold, which I think is a slam dunk with everything. And then this new one, their Gorgonzola, which is super delicious.
It's called Grazing Girl, and I've been using it on everything.
So adorable and cute, the packaging as well. We also have the Nightingale Breads. So they're in Forestville and love Nightingale. And, of course, their holiday menu. I mean, people line up out the door. I went to go pick this up yesterday. This is their pumpkin walnut. People were lining up out the door. They're, like, shoving me aside to get their hands on it. They have gingerbread, panettone. So now to get your holiday menu, we have the lavender shortbread from Monte Bellaria in California, a great lavender farm in Sebastopol. Ooh, they have olive oils, lavender honeys, culinary. They do tours every weekend, as well as a farm store every weekend.
So these, if you're going to get these things, though, you probably need to go to the farm stand.
You should go to the farm stands, correct. And then also Tierra. So Tierra Vegetables up off of Airport Boulevard near between Windsor and Santa Rosa. This is their chili jam. They have a whole host of of hominy and grits and cornmeal, dried beans. I mean, amazing. Everything you want plus the produce.
And it's really 30 seconds off of 101.
Yeah.
It's
it really is. It just hop off, stay there for about an hour because you're going to want to load up your car. Join their CSA if you can and do that. And so all of these, correct, are, these are also, many of these things are also in the gift box that we put together.
So why don't we talk about what's in that
gift box?
to get the...
We thought this would be a little gift bag for one
KSRO listener. It started that way, but you know...
But one of you KSRO listeners is going to win this box that Tiffany can barely... pick up to grace your holiday table. And tell us what is in this beautiful KSRO gift box that we're going to give away.
Well,
well, what isn't in there?
How long do we have? We have a Farmers Forever apron. If you haven't seen our cute Farmers Forever logo that we had at the Gravenstein Apple Fair, you want this. We have a great Wood Floor hat.
Oh, nice.
This is not just any hat. That's made out of wool or something. That's going to keep you warm. We have a whole gift basket from Montebellaria. Bill at Montebellaria is fantastic. And he has all these beautiful, he makes his own olive oil. He's got some lavender body scrubs and honey in here. Maybe it's not body scrubs. Sorry. What is it, Ellen?
It's lavender honey. There's culinary lavender.
So you could rub that on your body.
Yeah. You could, yes.
Knock yourself out, guys.
Honey is very therapeutic.
Maybe it's better if we don't comment.
And you know what's great about all these is not only can you serve them at your table, but these are fantastic gifts. I mean, if you have relatives in Wisconsin or like I do in Nebraska, you know, they can't get these kinds of things here. So then we have some lovely things from Tierra Vegetables, some of the chili jam. This is a Tierra hot sauce. Are the corn cobs for decoration or
they
do
are,
you use
they,
those?
Yeah, you, okay. They do use those. They do grind it for their cornmeal and their hominy, but those are just also to put on your table.
Rainbow's End Farm gave us some Gravenstein apple dried. That'll be delicious in a stuffing. Or in a baked good. And then they also gave us some dried persimmons.
Ooh, pretty.
And, okay, product ID test.
That's a little spaghetti squash. Isn't that adorable?
I didn't know what that was. A couple of squashes. Is that from Tierra?
Yeah.
And then, one of these Ethic Cider Scarlets.
Beautiful.
I'm going to go find this. This is delicious.
Yeah, and then
North Coast Organics Apple Juice. And that's good in a brine, even if you didn't serve it just to drink. And then Tierra Vegetables and Heirloom Cornmeal, the Floriani Red.
Yeah, and if you just use that in place of like regular cornmeal and your Santa cornbread, it's amazing. So that could be in your stuffing.
It's so delicious. And one of the things that is important about that is that it's freshly ground. And if you've never had fresh ground cornmeal, it'll change your life.
That really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Do you have to cook it longer if you're going to make it into polenta or something?
A little bit longer. It depends on, because it has the germ on it. You know, it hasn't been hasn't been cleaned, I guess.
Okay.
You know, because of,
fantastic.
But the flavor is so extraordinary.
And then our friends at Preston, we love them. Couple of bottles of wine here. The ones that Ellen already talked about, the Madame Preston and a red. What's the red?
The El Preston.
The El Preston, there it is. And then some of their organic olive oil that they make, which will be great on anything.
All the things.
Right.
So you couldn't convince them to throw in a loaf of bread, huh?
John,
you're so demanding.
But if people aren't picking this up in 4 or 5 days, then the bread might not have.
That's true. But you can visit all of these locations. You can visit all of these farm stands and all these locations.
And we also have gift certificates in
we
this.
We do. We have it for Wood Floor and for Nightingale.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. So you really just, if you get this, and then there's also information about Bud's lineup of holiday specials. I mean, we've planned out your entire meal for you.
So it's so much.
it's remarkably generous. Thank you.
Yeah, it is.
You're going to make one KSRO Good Food Hour listener unbelievably happy, but I must remind folks to bring two people to carry this gift box, because one person is not going to be able to carry it.
And they have to promise to bring a group of people out to the farms. Since we brought the farms
to
them.
And we have a lot of other farmers, you know, that I couldn't possibly, I couldn't fit anything else. But we have like Flatbed Farm out in Sonoma Valley. You know, we have a lot of people up in Dry Creek, off the coast, down in Petaluma, so, Terra Firma. We have a lot of great producers out there.
So I have a couple of historical questions to ask you.
Okay.
Who is the oldest member of the Farm Trails? Not oldest in age, but has been a member of the Farm Trails for the longest period of time.
Oh my goodness. So I
You can make it up. It's okay.
I want to say Kozlowski or Dutton's, or
I would say Kozlowski and
they
Dutton's.
They founded the Gramercy and Apple Fair, the Dutton's and Kozlowski's, in the early 70s.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe they would be the charter members.
And I am actually the new project manager at Farm Trails, and I should know this. So culpa mea.
Oh, okay.
But I'm learning. But Andrea Kraut, who is on our board, I mean, her grandmother just passed, who ran the Kraut with her husband Jack, ran the Kraut's Pheasant Farm, and they were original members. So Andrea is kind of like has part of that too, because she's the granddaughter of one of the founders. So there's a lot of great folks. And then like Garlock's and Santa's, and they've
the
been the members.
Tree
the
farm.
Christmas cheese farms have been members for
third or fourth generation.
And the Apple folks, like the Walkers. And
the Walkers. The apples. For sure. Yeah. So isn't that amazing that we have a lot
this rich and history.
It is. It's a legacy that we want to carry on. We have a lot of new farmers and a lot of new producers, and we all owe it all to our pioneers.
So how, as people are added, how do we find out about them, about the new? And are there a number of them that are added each year that you find?
Yeah, we are getting a lot of new members, and I'm always looking for more. But we're getting a lot of women farmers, which I think is very exciting. I think about probably close to a half of our farmers are either women running it or co-owners. So we're getting a lot of folks from there. And then also, you know, a lot of great places like Taylor Lane's a new member. So Organic Coffee, Pink Barn Farm. We also have Square Peg and Furthermore Wine. So those are just some of our most recent ones. So it does span a lot of different types of makers and producers.
And you can
farmers.
Find them on the website.
So our website, farmtrails.org. It's searchable by name and region.
And we'll remind folks that during the holiday period, you can go visit many of these farmers and producers. You do need to sign up so they know that you're coming. It's simple as that. It's free. Doesn't cost anything to go. And then you can arrange your entire itinerary for your family and friends that are visiting.
So are there things for kids?
Yes, absolutely.
When you go visit?
There's even some places that are offering classes, and some of those are kid-friendly too. Again, this is why you sign up on the website, to kind of figure out what fits the crowd that you're bringing and what day you're bringing. But Danielle at Jolie's Blooms is offering some wreath making classes garlands and that kind of thing. So again, like, this is a fun, as you were talking about people coming to visit, my idea was, if I had relatives coming from out of town, I would definitely, you know, like 2 days before Thanksgiving, go out and gather all these ingredients, make a huge memorable time for yourselves, maybe make a wreath or a garland that you can hang in your house or have them take home to their home. Just so many memories to be made, and support our local agriculture community, which really needs it right now.
Well, I think you inadvertently came up with the tagline for the entire organization, Ellen. Gracious and tenacious.
I like that.
It's really powerful.
We'll be
back after this. Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner, in the KS Ardo Kitchen, celebrating our 32nd year, but that doesn't hold a candle to the Sonoma County Farm Trails. 43 years in county. Founded in 1973 here in Sonoma County. Everything delicious you would want to eat and serve at your family's banquets is right under here on our umbrella in Sonoma County. You don't need to go far afield. In just a few minutes, we're going to give away this gift box, which highlights some of the more than, 200 producers that are members of the Sonoma County Farm Trails. Back after this.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
There's a better way to garden and landscape in Sonoma County, and it starts at a Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd in Santa Rosa.
Hi, Daniel R. Gibbs, botanical artist. I'm the award-winning resident licensed landscape designer and contractor. It's a great time to plant your winter garden. We have a large selection of veggie starts, including many varieties of lettuce, broccoli, cabbage, onions, leeks, spinach, turnips, sugar snap peas, and Valencia onions, the ones they use for the blooming onions. Winter bulbs are arriving, cyclamen, tulips, and music mix columbine in all the colors of the rainbow. Come and see our great landscape display at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds Home and Garden Show, November 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Todd. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30.
Enjoy the last of the summer vegetables and fruits at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. The market is popping with the colors of fresh greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, walnuts, almonds, and even fresh chestnuts. Meet local ranchers offering a variety of quality meats, beef, pork, and lamb. Salmon Creek Ranch is taking orders for your Thanksgiving or Christmas goose. There's fresh fish and crab from Anna's Seafood. Everything you need to create the freshest Thanksgiving feast is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Check out the creations of the many talented artisans for holiday gift giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
This is former State Senator Noreen Evans.
And I'm Erin Brockovich.
I'm proud to be part of a legal team representing thousands of our neighbors against PG&E. Erin has fought PG&E before and has held them accountable for the harm they've caused in communities just like ours.
After devastating events, it's important to know that you all have a voice. PG&E has to be held accountable for what they did to your community. That's why we have experts ready to help complete your claim now.
The deadline to file a claim against PG&E has been extended to December 31st. Attorney Noreen Evans, Erin Brockovich, and their team are available to work with you. Call 707-237-2445. You can also visit pgelawsuit.com or stop by the offices at 70 Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa or call 707-237-2445. John Cox of the Law Offices of John Cox is the attorney responsible for the content of this advertisement.
It's the Chaos Arnold Good Food Hour. Steve Garner, Chef John Ash, and members of the Sonoma County's Farm Trails are in the Chaos Arnold kitchen today. Want to amend our gift box announcement. We really are prohibited from giving away alcoholic beverages on this show, even though it's Sonoma County, so we can't give away the cider and the wines, but we will be able to give away gift certificates for those wines and ciders, and you can visit the properties themselves. So that's just a little amendment.
And you'll take care of making sure that those...
Great.
So we're not giving it away quite yet, so I know you're waiting on your cell phones and regular phones to call, but that'll
and
be shortly
before
the show.
And don't call before.
That's right, because our producer will just cut you off if you call before.
So, Tiffany, you were talking about somebody near and dear to your heart is an example of this new producer.
Right.
Who does eggs.
Yes. Wiseacre Farm. I live in Windsor, and Wiseacre Farm is across the road from me, Arata Lane, which was the line of the sand for the fire and the firefighters, thank goodness. Anyway, they are a chicken farm. They've been doing it right ever since I've moved there, which has been over 8 years. And I know that they do it right because I have read your Culinary Birds book. So the chickens are out on the grass. They're in the field and they are housed at night, but they are out and free to roam. So it was recently purchased, this farm, by a young lady named Tiffany Holbrook. She happens to be my best friend's niece. And Farmer Tiffany was never a farmer before, but she did grow up across the street looking at this farm, and just something about it spoke to her. So she has embraced this. I think she's in year two of chicken farming, and she's doing an amazing job. They have the dogs that watch over the chickens. They have an egg vending machine that came with the farm. So at any time, you can drive into the driveway of the farm and purchase your eggs through the egg vending machine, which is really cool in itself.
That's very innovative. Is anyone else doing anything like that?
I haven't ever heard of it. But the gentleman who owned the farm before her had a couple of them, and I know he was trying to place them in different parts in Sonoma County. I think Burton's Bakery had one outside
their
shop.
That's in Windsor.
Yeah, but I don't think that they have them anymore.
But she kept the one that's on the farm, and you can actually go there, put in your money, and the eggs are carefully brought down to you.
Kids would love it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then she has goats there and things. They have open house weekends at times, and she'll show you the workings of the chickens. But on any given day, you can just pull up and watch the chickens. And her Instagram, what's also good about the young farmers is they get social media. So traditionally, we didn't get the peek behind the farmer door, but with social media, and she's just so good at it. She will introduce you to all the characters on her farm through her Instagram page and that kind of stuff. So it's great.
So you don't even need to go outside Sonoma County to really have an entire banquet. Wouldn't you say?
You're absolutely right. And the part of this that I really love, you know, sometimes you have relatives who come to visit that maybe you haven't seen in a while for good reason. Well, this is something you can do with them rather than sit at home and watch football or
and
do
talk politics.
And talk politics, which is the worst.
Right. And even next weekend, we're going to have from Friday through Sunday, we have a lot of events coming up. So please do sign up. There's a calendar of events that I'll be sharing with everybody who signs up for this holiday.
You just go to the website. It's simple as that.
It's as simple as that. But we have some really great. We have goat milking. We have small barnyard Saturday, open house at the goat farm. We're going to have after the turkey wine weekend. We've got tours of Terra Firma. I mean, we've got a lot of Christmas fairs, Monte Bellaria guided tours and lavender. I mean, it's amazing.
And this is all going on through November through the end of the year.
And then through the end of the year, there's even more coming up in December. Yeah.
So what did you think of that smoked turkey?
I won it.
It was really delicious. That's from
how Bob's. Did it pair with the cider? Did you try?
Yeah, it's great. It's great. It's because it has a lovely smoky flavor with it. And cider kind of cuts through that. Sometimes you can, you know, too much smoke is too much
this,
smoke.
I was just going to say, this doesn't taste like a cigarette butt.
No.
No, I'm saying because we both had smoked products that are like, oh my gosh, this is just like a charcoal briquette in my mouth. And this is nice. It's just the right amount of smoke. So done to Buds. Well, they've been doing it for 50 years or so.
A long time.
The website again,
farmtrails.org.
All this information, way too much for even an hour or two discussion, is there online, or you can pick up the magazine. Is that available at a lot of like Andy's Produce and places like this?
And like the Visitor Center in Santa Rosa and all throughout the county.
And they're free.
Free. We like that too. So in this beautiful gift box or Ethic Ciders, we're going to do a gift certificate for that. Manzana Products, Organic Apple Cider, the Monte Bellario, the gift basket with the virgin olive oil and honey and kitchen towel, Nightingale, beautiful shortbread recipe. We have Nightingale Breads, a gift certificate. Preston Farms and Winery, the gift box. That will be a gift certificate for their Preston Red Wine and Madam Preston Wine and their estate olive oil. That'll be included. Rainbows End Farm, the estate blackberry jam, dried Gravenstein, dried persimmon, Tierra vegetables, some winter squash, heirloom cornmeal, and Woodford Brewing. That's also a gift certificate too, the Woodford hat. So, wow. That's all I could say.
Okay, so get ready. Huh?
Okay, so why don't we do your favorite number? Let's see. We want to make this a little more difficult because this is quite an incredible giveaway. Do you want to say like caller 17 or 18? What do you think?
You're going to drive our producer nuts.
Mike doesn't care. We'll do 18. How about, is 18 a good number?
Sure.
Evelyn?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like curvy numbers.
Caller, what do you like?
Curvy numbers.
Caller number 18. Caller number 18 at 636-1350. Caller number 18 will win this box of just indescribably delicious Sonoma County farm food to grace your Thanksgiving table. Caller number 18 at 636-1350. I couldn't even put a value on this because it's beyond putting a value on.
Priceless.
It's priceless. So thank you for bringing this beautiful luncheon for us today.
Right. Sure. Thank you for having me.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And the cheeses, the ham, I'm sorry, the cheeses and the turkey and the gingerbread and the lavender shortbread and that magnificent jam.
The chili jam.
That over goat cheese or cream cheese and you have an appetizer, right?
Okay, caller number 18 at 636-1350. You'll be able to pick up this box Monday or Tuesday and Wednesday morning because we're closed for Thanksgiving for the afternoon and Thursday, Friday, the office is closed too. So you'll need to get here Monday or Tuesday to pick this up.
Or we're taking it home.
Or you're taking them. Yeah. So thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you.
And thank you, Ellen, so
thank
much.
Thank you.
And our best out at the the cider mill out there.
Thanks.
The cider house. Thank you, John Ash.
You're welcome.
Next week, we're going to unravel the mysteries of Pozole with Mr. Rancho Gordo himself, Steve Sando.
And his new book,
Pozole. Just Pozole. This week, the new book, Pozole. He will be in the KS Arnold kitchen. We'll be tasting Pozole and unraveling the mysteries of this fabulous, fabulous stew that I know you have made for many years, too, John.
Yeah, it's the best.
So happy Thanksgiving to you, to all of you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And to all of our listeners. And congratulations to caller number 18. Mike is still taking calls now. We're almost at 18 yet. And thanks to our listeners for keeping us on the air for 32 years. We'll talk again next Saturday. This is KSRO.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk, K23 3CM Petaluma.